Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. Etzem, what if someone carries a bone? So again, we're looking for the smallest use of this type of a bone, or any type of a bone, where people commonly use it, and as a result, they would be chayiv for carrying it on Shabbos. And the answer would be, k'day lasis tarvit. If it's enough to make a spoon, they made spoons out of bones? That's right. Animal bones were dried and then carved into spoons. So according to the Tanakhama, if you can turn it into a spoon, it's a big enough bone to be chayiv for carrying it on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda says, k'day lasis himenu chaf. Rabbi Huda has a smaller shear. What's a chaf? It's a tooth of a key. The way their keys look like is they would have like a base and they would connect the teeth of the key. The teeth of the key are like the parts that go in and out, and each one goes a little bit in and out differently to make each key individual, so it only opens up your lock and not someone else's. Well, they used to connect these little teeth of the key to the main key. So obviously this chaf is just what's called the tooth of the key, because it looks like a tooth connected to the base of the key. Not very much. Which means you have to be very careful. Even a small amount of bone could already result in a chiyuv. Although, as we've been saying all along, what your chayiv on means to be chayiv a carbon chatas, but even less, you're not allowed to carry. Schuchas, what about glass? How much glass do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? So let's look to see what was the smallest common use for glass. And the answer is, could they ligrabai in order to scrape roish hakakar, the point of the weaver's needle? Well, remember we were discussing the loom? We won't get back into all of the complicated elements of the loom, but part of what had to be done in order for the loom to work successfully is you have to make sure that the threads don't tangle one to another. So they would use a piece of glass to sharpen the point of a weaver's needle. And those needles had to be very sharp because they would separate the threads in the loom. Sometimes they get tangled to each other. So you always have to keep the needle sharp, and they always have to keep a glass, which they used to sharpen the needle. So schuches, how much glass do you have to carry? Can they ligger by enough to scrape roish hakarker, the point of a weaver's needle? Tzirar, what about a pebble, a even, or a stone? How large would it have to be for someone to be chayiv for carrying it on Shabbos? The Tanakhama says, could they lizrek ba'if, large enough to throw at a bird. Suppose you had to chase a bird away. So a bird is intimidated by a stone. It doesn't have to be too big of a stone to scare a bird. That same stone, however, that would scare away a bird, may not do the job if you had to get a behemoth out of harm's way, or you needed it to move. Rabbi Eliezer bar Yaakov, could they lizard with behemoth? Rabbi Eliezer bar Yaakov has a bigger shear. He says that the stone or the pebble have to be large enough to throw at an animal. Rabbi Eliezer bar Yaakov holds, no one's going to bother with a stone to send away a bird. All you have to do is shout, shoo, and the bird goes. But an animal doesn't always get the message just by screaming. So again, a chazar on this short Mishnah. How big does the bone have to be to make a spoon? Rabbi Huda says, tooth of a key. What about glass? Enough of a piece that's used to scratch the head of the needle of the weaver. And as far as a pebble or a stone would be concerned, the Tanakhama says, enough to throw at a bird. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says it would have to be bigger than that, enough to be able to chase away a behemoth.